This is episode 59, recorded on June 8th, 2012. Peck and Pokes at Porn Again Mormons.
You're on in 3, 2, 1.
This is Peck and Pokes at, and I'm poking at your news. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another fine edition of Peck and Pokes at. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Peck and Sonic. And joining us from the far, far right... No, he's not from the far right. He's from the far south. Well, not quite far south, but he's far south for me anyway. As Dan, real unrelated Johnson.
I'm over here somewhere.
We'll figure out where you are. And join us from the far left coast of the far west coast is Medusa Rance.
They're lurking in the temple waiting for you. Come here, little boy.
Oh, yeah. That's just what we need is more the Temple of Athena. Well, my lips are my video is going to be a little jerky again tonight. Oh, well, I'll keep working on that. Joining us from the far east coast is Joe Unseen.
No sleep till Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's right. Unless you're in Wisconsin, it's always sleep time here because everybody's.
It's because you eat all that cheese.
Yes, cheese makes me sleepy.
Oh, God. That's a first for me. Cheese makes me sleepy.
Of course, you know, just being awake makes me sleepy.
Same here.
Yeah, it's.
Every time.
Yeah, that's about it. Well, we have a lot of good stories for you, so let's get going on those right now and into our first topic. Now, when we talk about bombs, and they talk about smart bombs generally, when they're used for war and whatnot, generally not the greatest thing. However, this smart bomb is a good thing. It's a drug that attacks breast cancer. The doctors have successfully dropped the first smart bomb on breast cancer using the drug to deliver a toxic payload to tumor cells while leaving healthy ones alone, which is good. This means less having to use chemotherapy and other harmful
forms of treatment.
Yes, other forms of treatment. They did this test with over 1,000 women with very advanced diseases, and the experiment treatment extended their life by several months, and the women at the time living with their cancer without it getting worse. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is very cool. More and more drugs that have been coming out in recent years have been extremely well targeted to particular types of cancer. Of course, you know, there are so many different variations of cancer in general and particular types of cancer. And, you know, this particular variety of breast cancer is, you know, very well targeted with this particular drug, whereas it wouldn't work at all on some others. So, you know, you have to have some very good diagnosis going along with it. And these guys know what they're doing. They're targeting things directly with drugs that leave other tissues undamaged, which mm-hmm. isn't the case with a lot of chemotherapy drugs.
Yeah, usually my ex-wife's mother had some kind of treatment, and it turned her hair completely black. I mean, jet black. So, I mean, it was the radiation or whatever it was that was in her system. And it just, that's what it does to you. That's one of the things. And what's interesting here is they called it a double weapon. They called it a T-DM1 is called for the smart bomb, which is, it says it binds the breast cancer cells into one and then kind of encounters them all at one time. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, what's neat about it is that it binds itself to the breast cancer, and it targets the poison to just that cell. And what's great about it is it reduces hair loss, it reduces nausea, mm-hmm. reduces the need for multiple transfusions. It just seems like it's a win-win for everybody.
Yes.
And I hope the trials keep on going productively so that we can get this to the market, which they're hoping to get it to the market, if I'm not mistaken, within the next year or two.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing here, too. I mean, that'd be good. I mean, this way... You know, science, I love science. Science will eventually solve all our problems.
Eventually.
Well, eventually. Even if it creates new ones, eventually, hopefully, it'll solve all the ones it creates along the way. But it just goes to show you that science is the answer here, not the other things that people, the other nutsy things people believe in. Dan. Joe, your thoughts.
Science for the win.
You got
cancer
it.
Cancer is the scourge of humanity, and there's a lot of new promising treatments coming down the pipe. Let's hope that one day we can look back on cancer as something that, in our history, that no longer kills people.
Yes, that would be great. I mean, breast cancer is the first start. We also have, there are a lot of other cancers out there that need to be attacked as well. Testicular cancer, for one, which doesn't get half the as much press as breast cancer does, but because everybody loves boobies, you know.
Oh, poor little scrotum. If it had a nicer name, you know.
Yeah, that's about it. Because you look at the thing, it looks like it's a turkey neck. So no one wants to say the turkey neck.
Adam looks down and says, scrotum. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's appropriate now to put a bumper sticker on your car that says, I love boobies, because you're supporting breast cancer.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. Get with it, guys.
The first time I saw those stickers, I'm just like, oh, that's not a pro. Oh, I get it.
Oh, you're so cute. I love you.
Yeah, there's a lot of work that needs to be done in cancer. Unfortunately, this is another good step in the elimination
Indeed.
Of it. Well, on to our next story here. NASA receives two Hubble-class space telescopes. Now, they've been talking about shutting the Hubble Space Telescope down for some time now, because they say it's out of date and everything like that. But now, it looks like NASA's been getting these spy satellites from the government that they're basically as powerful as the Hubble was. So it makes me wonder if they were facing these cameras downward, what they were actually seeing. Now that they're going to be pointing out into space, we'll be able to actually see some other things. Maybe we'll be able to read the newspapers over the shoulders of the aliens out there. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is very cool. You know, a lot of the cost involved with something like this is creating the new mirrors, the new optics setup. And here it's just being handed to NASA, saying, "Oh, you know, we just happen to have this laying around."
Yeah,
you know, the
aren't
National
they spy satellites?
Office, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The National Reconnaissance Office has been around since 1960, but the government has only admitted to it since the early 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
And,
they're like men in black.
They've got some extra optics and stuff laying around, and it's like, you know, we're not going to use this now. So if NASA wants to, you know, boost this stuff up into orbit and use it, hey, there you go.
Yeah.
So
wink, wink.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with getting good free hardware.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. It's about time that they declassified these Cold War era satellites. Makes me wonder, if they declassified these, maybe wonder if they have more powerful ones out in outer space, you know, doing who knows what, and then maybe another 20 years from now they'll go, oh, by the way, we have these even more powerful cameras, so we can, you know, we can see all kinds of things there. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, you know, this is all way over my head. The CIA is giving them two used spy cameras, apparently. That's pretty nifty, but the technology is all over my head, boys.
Well, it's in space. It is, of course, it's over your head.
Well, sometimes it comes barreling out of outer space and lands on cars in Canada. But, and then there was that one nut that free fell from outer space. Didn't I hear that correctly? He free fell?
Who free fell?
Oh, did he do it?
Yeah, he did it.
He actually did it? Did he break the record?
I missed this one. What is this one about?
There's a guy who's going to try and break the free fall from orbit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I did not hear about that.
They did the first test flight.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the one. Okay, Dan.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking
about.
I didn't mean to change the subject, but That's
of course not.
Something I can understand at least.
Yes. He did a 13-mile jump, and he's getting ready to do the 23-mile jump soon.
Damn.
Wow.
What do you do for 23 miles as you're falling? Read a book? I mean, you're falling for a long time.
Enjoy the hell out of the view.
Climbing Mount Everest isn't even going to be a close second to it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's, wow. But anyway.
He's got a Wile E. Coyote sticker on his helmet.
I saw a quote on Twitter today that's right along those lines, where the other words, Facebook said, if Wile E. Coyote could afford all that stuff from Acme, why didn't he just go out and buy dinner?
I like that a lot. Very simple. Stupid.
It's pretty stupid. It's pretty simple. They're like, why didn't you just go buy dinner? Duh. Maybe he had a club card account, you know, like Amway or something.
There wouldn't have been a show then.
That's right. He goes, well, he kind of buys dinner, show's over, duh.
Yes.
Anyway, way off topic.
way
off topic. Dan, I did it again. Joe, your thoughts?
I read this article earlier in the week, and it's awesome. It's only a matter of time before the Hubble loses a gyroscope and we don't have a shuttle anymore to go up and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So getting two brand new still in the wrapper telescopes from another government agency is pretty cool. They're not entirely free, though, because they do have to be refitted. They have to figure out how to get them up in orbit and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's definitely cool. Later this decade, the James Webb Space Telescope, which is going to be a behemoth, is supposed to actually replace the Hubble, and they were talking in this article about maybe using these two smaller telescopes as like spotter scopes, which if you've ever like tried to find something in the sky with a telescope, it's handy to have a spotter scope to help you kind of get close to where you're looking at and then actually look at what you want to look at.
Yeah. Kind of like triangulation, I would think. Is that sound about right?
Well, you look at the sky with, like, a wider field, and you're like, okay, there's the thing I want to look at, and then you narrow in with the really powerful scope.
Ah, okay. I gotcha.
So they're talking about doing this on the scale of space telescopes. Like, let's have a really big space telescope with a space telescope spotter scope. That's pretty cool.
Ah. It says here there's going to be the system may move to a 2020 mission.
Right, right.
So yeah, it's gonna be that's our 2022 mission. Excuse me. That's a few years off.
Plus, getting these scopes is reviving a couple of things that they wanted to do, but they had to scrap because of budget cuts. So now they're revisiting these things that they thought they had to get rid of.
There was one of the things that they were talking about. I remember reading a while back that they're gonna put a telescope further out into space. This way, it's not just orbiting; it's actually further out.
Right.
So I wonder if they were going to be planning maybe using one of these for that, too.
I heard talk of putting one on the back of the moon. That way, when it's facing away from the sun, the sky would be pitch black.
Oh,
it would be good for half the month, but still.
Yeah. Then they can start looking at us for the other half of the month.
Well, in 10 years, the government agency would be like, oh, NASA, do you want our moon base? Because we're not going to use it anymore.
Yeah.
We didn't tell NASA. You had this?
Hand me down, cousins.
Yeah, that's about it. That's about it. All right, well, let's get into our next topic. Now, California has had a gay marriage ban that's headed to the Supreme Court. Now, there was a lower court in the Supreme Court that had approved what was Proposition 8. Not the lower court approved it, but the voters had voted on what was called Proposition 8. That was basically would ban gay marriage. The lower courts, it was taken to court. Lower court said, no, this is unconstitutional. And they dismissed the ban. So basically, you could get your marriage. The people who are gay could get married. Now, they've been fighting this, and it went up to a higher court, the Ninth Court Circuit Court of Appeals there, and they refused to even look at the case because they said, no, we support what they said, that this is basically unconstitutional. Now, I think, as I'm understanding this, if I'm reading this properly, now it's going to be going to even a Supreme Court This is just happens to be having a lot of places in the country where these court cases on gay marriage are just going from the lower courts all the way up. And eventually, I think once it hits the Supreme Court or the federal, this is going to be all across the board to where everybody's to be able to get married. And I've said this on the last show, and I've said it on pretty much every show when we talk about marriage, nobody should get married. Don't get married. It's a big pain in the ass.
Yeah, no, don't do that. You know, you're going to get divorced, and then that could, no, it's
yeah,
bad.
No, but if you, but seriously, if you really,
get a puppy.
Yeah. If you want to be miserable, like there's a lot of people out there, that's fine. But but then go ahead. But no,
get a dog.
But I suppose there are some people out there that enjoy marriage. I was not one of them, but that's me. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, the idea of putting rights, human rights, up for a vote is, you know, anathema to what human rights are all about. You can't say, it's a mob rule kind of thing.
Yeah.
This isn't the kind of thing that's supposed to be left up to a democratic decision. You don't have all the people vote to say, hey, you know, let's have a ban on trucks. We'll have cars only, no trucks.
Yeah.
You know, that's not something that's, it's just crazy to have everything up to a mob rule kind of thing. And, you know, the courts are there and the Constitution is there to protect the minority from the majority in just such a case. And this looks like it's finally going to go to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what I said it always would do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's gonna go that way because the mob cannot handle it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that. That human rights should not be put up for a vote. And they're doing it. Chris Christie out in New Jersey, he's doing the same thing. He's like, oh, well, let's put it up. Even though it was court settled in his state senate that they wanted to push it through, he said, no, veto it. And we're gonna put it to a vote. I mean.
It's been done before in Brown v. Board of Education, so we do legislate our laws around here.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it's done. So it was a fait accompli that this was going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. I've just been ignoring all these little articles here and waiting for us to get to the big courthouse, which is where we're going to have to go.
Yeah, I think
and,
so,
you know,
too.
If it weren't for evangelical Christians, we wouldn't be in this position we're in right now.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that if people would wake up to the reality that it doesn't matter who it married, that doesn't affect anybody else. So, I mean, it doesn't. If gay people get married, is that going to affect me being able to get married? No.
No.
Is it going to affect Medusa to get married? No. Is it going to affect Dan? No. Is it going to affect Joe or Eric, who's not even here, but or anybody that you even know? Is it going to affect them? No. How is it going to affect them? And that's what they refused to answer. Medusa said, you kind of went there. you kind of did. Don't worry about it. We'll just go into Joe now. Joe, your thoughts?
No problem.
In relating to last week's story, so it seems now the California courts are going to beat the Boston court to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, looking for it.
But now the Supreme Court has to accept the case, and then the nail biter, and they could rule it to be a states' rights issue, which would be a shame. Which
they did say they might, because
exactly.
Of what Obama said.
Because, like what Dan said, rights are rights. They're not something that you vote on. They're something that are guaranteed, so...
Makes me wonder if the Supreme Court says, no, we're not going to look at this case. You guys handle it on your own. Do you think they will support the higher courts when they said, no, that it's unconstitutional and they're just going to go with that ruling? Anybody?
They might punt it down the line.
Do you think that would happen?
I'm wondering if they're going to follow the lead of the president. What I'm wondering.
Now that might be that's an interesting question. I hope they do because it doesn't hurt. Gay marriage doesn't hurt anybody. It's I don't give a rat's rip what some 2,000-year-old book says because it's full of crap anyway.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter. Anybody who follows that book is just freaking nuts to begin with. I mean,
well, you know, it's just that, you know, the people that are using biblical text to justify this will use it to justify anything.
Oh, yeah.
Same as the Muslims that would use verses in the Quran to justify the same thing, you know. They're just using it as a justification for their existing ideas, you know.
Yeah.
They're Christian, Muslim, atheist, whatever, have it in their head already whether or not they want gay people to be married.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well,
they're just using this to justify their preconceived notions.
Yeah. Well, you know, I listened to the Atheist Experience, and there had been apparently there was this one guy he called in, and he was kind of he claimed to be an atheist, but he claimed that he didn't. He said that gay marriage was still an abomination. I'm like, how do you figure that? How do you figure that? Really?
No, you have to run that through the translator.
Yeah. I was like, what?
Do you have that, Dan?
When you run that through the translator, it comes out as, ooh, gay sex is icky.
Yeah.
That's pretty
so
much
mature.
It.
Yeah, if you don't like it, that's I've said this too. If you don't like gay sex, don't have gay sex. Don't mm-hmm. stick. Don't bend over or bend somebody over the same gender that you don't like. I mean, it's just that simple. It does. Yeah. What you do in your own home is none of your anybody else's damn business anyway.
A lot of lesbians and gays find straight sex absolutely anathema.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, there's. I have a few comments about that too, but I won't get into it here. It's not appropriate for the show.
Darn it. Leading down the path.
No, not this one.
Well, you know, the Bible also says that eating shellfish is an abomination.
Yes,
so
it does.
Should we put eating at Red Lobster up as a state's rights issue?
Maybe we should. We need
maybe
to do
we should
that.
Go to the Supreme Court.
Yep. You should. Yeah, they seem to ignore that. It's like it says, don't eat shellfish. Don't wear blended. Don't wear anything of blended wools or two blended
mixed
fabrics.
Linen, yeah,
do mixed linen. But people wear mixed linen. It's like, but they go, oh well, we don't follow that part of the book. But I've had this argument before with people that say, oh well, we don't follow those old rules. That's the Old Testament. Yeah, but you're dragging the stuff from the Old Testament forward and saying mm-hmm. that this is a sin because it says this. Well, then why don't you follow all the other rules, too? Oh, well, we don't follow all the rules. Well, then...
It can't be a buffet.
Yeah. Exactly. They seem to think it is.
The Pope used to call them cafeteria Catholics. They come in and take what they want.
Exactly. A buffet Baptist.
Yeah, Dan, you said this in the chat room. You're right. If Eric was here, he'd absolutely say, "I'm all for lesbian sex."
If Eric was here, he'd say, "I'm all for gay marriage, providing that both girls are hot."
Yes.
Yes, that was the definitive line there.
Yes.
Yeah. This shows how much Eric has missed.
We mention him like on every other show, so hey.
Exactly.
On to our next story here. The GOP is to blame for the congressional paralysis. Now, a lot of people say, well, it's the GOP, it's the Democrats. Well, now it's really, there's actual data that supports the claim that the GOP is the ones that are causing the issues with our political system. They are pushing out. Every time something is about to be passed, it's got a majority pass, except for the GOP, they vote along party lines, and they filibuster it, and they just, and so nothing gets done. Why is it, I'd like to know is, what is it with the GOP that this, especially this political season, I have never seen that so many filibusters go through so much. There, since the GOP... It was either in the lower court or the lower half of the state, is the House or Senate or whatever. or even if they're, since one of them they're in control of, they're doing nothing but filibustering, or they're blocking everything left and right. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a very odd kind of situation. You know, this type of thing wasn't even an issue up until the early 1960s. And, you know, the rules of engagement, so to speak, in Congress didn't change. This was always a possibility. It just wasn't a big issue up until the civil rights legislation was going through and things became more divisive between the parties. Mm-hmm. There was much more bipartisan effort prior to that to get things done. And it seems to, you know, have all gone by the wayside.
Yeah.
And the issue that the guy in the article points out from a book called Going to the Mattress, The History of Filibustering in Congress,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's got the data on this. And it's the GOP has been behind a lot of this as an issue, blocking things.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why they are known a lot of the times as the party of no.
Yeah.
And it's exactly this type of thing that causes it.
Yeah.
Now, the thing of it is, it's, I don't want to say, it's okay for people to think the way they want if you're a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay that, you know, if you're a Democrat, liberal, whatever you want to call yourself, if you're more to the left, people that are more to the left generally think it's okay that everybody doesn't agree on everything.
Yeah.
People further to the right, and it gets more so the further to the right you go, don't think it's okay to disagree.
Yeah, they have to be diddle heads.
Yeah. Yeah, they want everybody to be in lockstep.
Yep.
And that's the issue. It's not, you know, it's not the middle of the road people. It's the people to the extreme. And as the Overton window shifts, we end up with more and more people on that extreme end.
Yep. It is. You know, I think most people, when they hear about filibusters, and if they've ever seen, there's an old movie, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and he's basically doing his own filibustering in the end, but he's on the floor, he's actually actively talking. That doesn't happen. All they do is they push out a bill, or they push out, I'm not exactly sure how that works, but they push out something, and it sits there. That's their filibuster. That's their whole filibuster. If they actually had to be on the floor and talking and for those hours or whatever, I think there'd be a whole hell of a lot less of it going on.
Absolutely.
Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, absolutely. Put their money where their mouth is, you know. Just don't plunk a bill down and sit there and wait until, you know, you're satisfied. You actually have to get up and justify your reasons for filibustering for this bill. So I think that would have to be made a standard when mm-hmm. it comes to filibustering. If you don't have anything to say, you don't get to filibuster.
Right.
As simple as that.
Yeah, there was talk about redoing the filibustering law that's on the books earlier this year, but I haven't heard word of if what happened with that at all.
There's a filibuster happening. No, I'm just kidding.
They filibustered the filibuster plan. How appropriate.
Just when you think I've gone to sleep. Right. But that's kind of what my attitude is on that, you know. Put up or shut up.
Yeah. And that's what I would like to say to the GOP. Put up or shut up. Or just they're not even a party of doing anything. They just want to just sit there, collect a paycheck, and say, no, we're not going to do anything. Except we're talking about abortion.
They're a bunch of Nancy naysayers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They keep saying, oh, we're going to get back to work on jobs. And it's like, all they talk about is abortion. Really? That's jobs? No, I don't think so.
I think they're talking about resuscitating Steve Jobs so he can get the economy again. I think that's their evil plan.
That's their plan. Yes. Well, I don't know if that if they're gonna figure out a plan to bring back Steve Jobs. That I don't know. I have mixed feelings on that.
I do too. It's gonna be like Pet Sematary's not gonna come back quite right.
Yeah.
Too far right.
No. It could be. It could turn out differently. He may come back and give apples away for free. Yay!
I'm buying. That's for sure.
Joe, your thoughts?
I'm going to channel Eric once again here and just say, you know, both sides do abuse it.
Mm-hmm.
However, in the last decade, it's just gotten way out of hand. And I know there's been a lot of talk about it, but I think it's time that the Senate needs to get real serious about filibuster reform.
Absolutely.
So I agree with the all. They need to change how it's done and mm-hmm. the loose rules about doing it. Otherwise, nothing gets done, you know?
Yeah, it really needs to be reformed because there is just too much that they're doing that they're just nothing getting done. When Nancy Pelosi was in office, or she was the head chair there, they had more bills that went through than the GOP has ever put through ever. And it was like, Bill, we just vote on this. Let's get on this.
That's the House, right? Isn't the filibuster only in the Senate?
I think they can do. Can they filibuster in both? I'm not sure.
I thought it was only in the Senate. It was to prevent like you needed 60 to beat the filibuster in the Senate. It was done to prevent like abuse of the majority. But you know, as a result, now it's just turned into like nothing gets through.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering on that myself.
We will have to look it up.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, well, let's get on to our next topic.
Give me the news.
Now, the GOP... I almost started with the politics there. we're done with politics. Now, the military spends a lot of money on submarines. Now, the submarines that are out there, the U.S., the U.S. Maine? The Miami is estimated to be worth $900 million. $900 million. That's a lot of garbanzo beans. Now, these subs are built to last and to do what their function is. Now, who would have thought that a simple vacuum cleaner could cost $400 million in damage. Apparently, the vacuum cleaner caught fire or something caused a short in the vacuum cleaner, and it caught fire, and it's going to cost the military $400 million just to fix this thing. So it's just so funny that it's like, we will attack your we're going to attack your subs with a vacuum cleaner.
It's a Dyson.
It's a Dyson, yeah. No, there's no mention on what exactly the vacuum cleaner was, but I mean, if vacuum cleaners are the scourge of the Navy, we need to switch back to brooms. Danny, thoughts?
They should have bought a Dyson.
Yeah.
You know?
We're all going to say.
These things are so... you know, amazingly complex. You know, it's bad enough to have something the complexity of a ship on the surface of the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you add something like diving below the water, a whole nother aspect, it's just amazing that these things go through as much as they do and come out unscathed.
Mm-hmm.
$400 million repair cost is really going to be something, though.
Yes.
It's going to be the kind of thing that we have to look at as a nation as, do we really need this?
Yeah.
You know, primarily these nuclear-powered submarines were set up for... long underwater surveillance, monitoring, radio transmissions, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as a launch platform for intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Yep.
Is this the kind of thing that we really want to continue?
Yeah, it makes me wonder why we're spending our money on this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny is that the, well, not funny so much. It took 12 hours to extinguish this fire. And it 12 hours. And it was in the crew compartment and in the torpedo room. So that's kind of, maybe that explains why it's going to cost $400 million. They have to buy a lot of fire extinguishers because it took seven extinguishers to put it out. So, I mean, 12 hours, that's a long time to be fighting a fire. Medusa, your thoughts?
That is a long time to be fighting a fire, but they can either confirm or deny that is a nuclear sub. I have been on them, and that's what they tell you. I point at the nuclear reactor. They say, I cannot confirm nor deny that is a nuclear reactor. So,
I cannot confirm you're actually on a submarine.
Hello? I mean, where's the bang for my buck here, boys?
Yeah.
You Navy boys. No, I don't. I'm in agreement with Dan. I don't think we need something like this anymore. I had a friend who was a submariner and worked on nuclear subs, and I think they've kind of outlived their usefulness.
Yeah. Well, they're good for exploring the depths of the sea. That's about it.
They are. And there was a great article this week about a... I think it was almost a 3-meter-long squid, that it's the largest squid they've ever found alive, until a shark started munching on it.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Did you hear it? Did you see that?
I just heard about it. It's like, they caught the giant squid. Here comes a shark. Oh, calamari. Yum.
I wanted to get a baseball bat and knock it on the nose. Could you wait, please? We're doing a photo op here.
That's like, that reminds me, there was a post, someone posted this question and said, if you see an endangered animal eating an endangered plant, what do you do?
Eat it. Kill it.
Fire up the barbecue.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, barbecue and a salad.
There you go.
And I love calamari, so I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to leave it right there.
Spotted owl tastes just like chicken.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. I'll take the shark fin. You guys can have it for your Viagra.
Owls are really cool. They get they just look, I don't know, there's just something about owls, the way they look. They look really cool. Like, ooh, I'm watching you.
They are watching you.
Yes. They watch you with intent. Joe, your thoughts?
The fire on the submarine was a terrible accident, and it wouldn't have happened if Sean Connery was in charge.
We shall shake off their largest shitties and listen to their rock and roll while we conduct missile drills.
Red October, right?
Absolutely. Now, listen, this submarine was valued at $900 million. Mm-hmm. It now has $400 million in fire damage. An F-22 Raptor costs $150 million, and this is a whole submarine. We should buy it.
We should buy it.
We can all chip in. I'm sure we've each got a coin jar somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
We'll call it the Navy, be like, listen, you got a fire sale. Let's get it. Paint it yellow and call it the Yoko Ono.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This is the nuclear missile boat Yoko Ono.
It would be guaranteed to sink immediately. Oh, yeah. That's just too much.
We could go on tours of Greece.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Medusa could show us her country and be like,
money.
Hey, what's up? Did you see this nuclear missile boat we have? Yeah, it's great.
It did say that the nuclear airs were isolated from the fire early right away, so at least...
Yeah.
And there were no torpedoes or weapons on board, at least, so that helps.
It was confirmed.
Yeah. That's the only thing to confirm.
Yeah.
But anyway... A next story here. If you're mad, if you have kids and you get mad at the teacher or the principal or whoever at the school because they took something from your kid and you're feeling a little slighted, say, hey, you shouldn't have taken that. Suggestion, do not set up a fake porn profile and revenge against them.
Dang!
So apparently there was a guy that was so frustrated by the school official who allegedly confiscated his son's iPod. He's been convicted of ID fraud now. but he set up a porn profile and attempt to shame the man. I mean, there's ways to shame somebody. This is not how you do it. he went after a guy named Robert Dale Esperona Jr. This is the guy that actually went it.
Mr. Henriksen was the poor victim.
Okay, Henriksen was the victim. I'm sorry, you're right. Robert Dale Espinona Jr. He's the guy that set up the fake profile on the porn site. I'm wondering what porn site he was doing. It doesn't say. Apparently, what's so funny is he went into sexy chats on the site and even set up an email address under Henderson's name. I mean, wonder what he was saying. It's like, oh yeah. So you kind of wonder. Maybe he was actually thought, you know what? I kind of like this, so this is the kind of tendency. You got to have the tendency to do something when if you're going to talk to somebody about in those kind of chats, I would think. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, this was pretty stupid on Mr. Esparza's part. He wasn't going through 7 proxies. That's the problem.
No Tor Rotter here.
To do something that's there are plenty of legal means to go through to embarrass someone. You don't have to go to this extent. And you know, when it gets you thrown in jail, quite possibly, it's just not worth it.
Yeah, really is not worth it. I mean, if you're gonna get mad at somebody, this is not the route to take. I mean, if you're going to do something like this, make sure you use a lot of firewalls and a couple Tor routers, and don't do it from your home computer. Use a fake name, go to the library, or go to a coffee shop, and then do it from there. I think that'd probably be your best bet. Medusa, your thoughts?
Oh, God, there is no God.
What she said.
Oh, Mr. Esparza Jr., don't you know you have an IP address? He just wasn't quite that smart enough to pull it off. He should have had his 13-year-old son do it. He would have done it right. But kind of this surprises me as it happened in the great state of Arizona.
Yeah, the little crazy down in Arizona.
Yeah, and I think Mr. Henriksen should get himself out of Arizona and into a proper state where things like this don't happen. He looks like a very nice gentleman.
Yeah. No, you're right. He get it from his own IP. I mean, people forget that digital footprints are everywhere. Wherever you go, you're not immune on the internet. You don't matter where if you're doing it from your own home, there's a way to track you. I mean, if someone if someone really wanted to find out who I was, where I was, and everything, if they really wanted to know for whatever reason, they could do it. It would take a little court battle to do it, but they could do it eventually. And if something like this. Just out of the water. Don't do this kind of stuff. It's just nuts. No. It's just nonsense.
You're going to embarrass yourself. And the guy got the job anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and personally, there's nothing wrong with pornography. It actually keeps the crime rate down on sex crimes. So, and that's documented. So
pornography is legal. It's freedom of
speech. That's right. It's freedom of speech, and it's actually helpful. And
I'm a girl, and I'm not afraid to say it.
That's right.
Give everybody their pornography.
That's right. So don't be. If you're out there, if you like pornography, don't be ashamed of it. It's a natural desire. Did you have something else you want to say, Medusa?
If you like jugs and buns, go for it.
And everything else in between. Whatever you're into, if you're into big guys, little women, or midgets, you know, it's whatever you like. It's up to you. Just enjoy. Joe, your thoughts?
As soon as I read this article, I had to go and delete several profiles that I created on porn websites because I had no idea you could go to jail for this.
Only if you had predicted it somebody, like, predicted
the,
somebody else.
All the names, on those were all Packard Sonic.
Right? Oh, were they? Oh, right, that's... Right.
Okay. I was like, what's an IP address? No, I'm kidding. This guy is a real idiot. And
yes.
The important victim, person.
Mm-hmm, the guy that he did this to was actually denied a job because a mother did a Google search of his name and found this pornography website.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there was a negative consequence to it.
Yeah.
I've known several teachers who work for schools that prohibit them from even having Facebook accounts. So schools and districts do take this seriously.
Yeah.
Because it reflects badly on them if they hire somebody and it turns out that person has some kind of sordid past. In New York City, there was a teacher who used to be a porn star.
Oh, yeah.
And she was working as an art teacher, and it was found out, and that became a big deal. Like, how did you hire this lady? Blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, this guy's an idiot. And you said you didn't know which porn site it was. I went and looked it up. It's packardpokesat.wordpress.com. It's the porn site.
I have been there. That site is excellent.
Yeah, it's nasty. There's like truckers and stuff on there. It's crazy.
I go there every Friday.
I go there at least 3 times a week. You should see the smut that's on there. My gosh.
Oh,
it's
no,
the armpit
smut
of the internet, and that's saying a lot.
Yes, it is. It is a filthy site. You should not go to packerpokes.wordpress.com. That's a filthy, filthy site. Stay away from there.
Net nanny programs were written just because of that site.
That's right. Here, kids, let me tell you how to get by that. No, I'm just kidding.
We'll help you out.
That's right.
Here, kid, have a cigar.
There you go. Only for Monica Lewinsky. No, I'm sorry. That's a...
Oh, my God.
You mentioned cigars. You mentioned cigars. So.
Not that way. Get your head out of the vagina.
It came out. Hey, it came out once. So that's all I can say.
That's it. Yep. Can't get back in again.
No. But we'll spend. That reminds. There's a dirty joke that goes along with that, but I'm not going to say it here.
Oh, Woody.
Oh, Joe, you went on this last, didn't you?
Yeah, I went.
Okay, I thought so. Let's get into our next topic.
Oh, yeah.
An anti-choicer who threatened to blow up a doctor's car is now countersuing the doctor because she said, God told her to do it. And just like, I can't believe she said, well, it wasn't true. I really wasn't going to put a bomb into the car. And so she argued so it wouldn't count. But now she's taking a new approach. She's countersuing the claims. Now it's saying because she said God was speaking to her. Anybody who says that God is speaking to them needs to be put into a home with a lot of soft, padded walls. There is no God to speak to you. It's your voice in your own frickin' head. There is...
I want this guy, God, brought into court. Because people keep talking about him. And I want this guy in the stand. He's got a book out that's real popular. You might have heard of it.
Yeah, I have heard of this. It's, I actually had someone comment. I was having a conversation about something on Twitter just recently about this. It's like someone was saying, these people are taking the word of God out of context. It's like, no, it was written by man to begin with. So, and I don't even give me the, though they were inspired by God either, because there's no God. These are just people who are using the for control. But I'm getting off topic, and I'm getting it off my soapbox here. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is an interesting case. I mean, if she had said, the aliens from Venus had told her that, you know, she should do this, they would send her in for a mental evaluation.
Yes.
It's like religion gets a free pass.
Uh-huh.
And
even
it's,
in our
it's because of the fact that, you know, you can't readily distinguish someone who has a very strongly held religious faith position with someone who, compared to someone who has delusional or schizophrenic tendencies. it's something that you really can't make a good judgment call on.
Yeah.
And if you say, oh, this is wrong, well then, you know, are you guilty of, you know, infringing on someone's right to worship as they see fit?
Yeah.
That's the issue we're getting into here. But if this woman, frankly, I don't think she is using religion as an excuse for her existing, you know, set of ideas. I think she truly is mentally ill.
Yeah.
And, you know, where do you draw that line? No, that's the difficult thing.
Yeah.
But mentally ill or not, she threatened this man with violence.
Yes.
She should, and belongs in jail.
Yes, she does. This whole thing that's with this reminds me of something I just saw on Facebook the other day. It's Sam Harris speaking. It says, George Bush said that the guy was speaking to him. And then if the thing had read, God speaks to him through his hairdryer, why would the hairdryer make all the difference of being crazy or not? The fact that anybody thinks that God is speaking to them just makes them crazy.
Period.
End of discussion. If it's speaking to your hairdryer or you think you're just hearing God, you're crazy. That's all there is to it. People need to start seeing these people when they say God is speaking to them. Put them away. They are dangerous. They need psychiatric treatment.
Yeah.
Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, this case needs to be quashed like a cockroach under a boot. It's a freak. The article says it most eloquently at the very end. If all it takes to defend threats is to say God told you to do it, we're likely to see clinic violence increase even more. Everybody's going to be using the defense. So clearly she can't win using this defense.
I should hope not.
There's no hoping not. She can't. You know, she'll either be found not competent for trial or they will just throw the case out altogether, I would imagine.
Yeah. She said she believes her message was divinely inspired. How does someone telling someone that we're going to blow up your car with a bomb divinely inspired?
How are you going to prove that? Did you get a rock with some runes on it? Something to show us, you know, that we can Xerox or something?
Oh, no, she broke those stone tablets.
Oh, darn. They are heavy and commodious, that's true.
She's the only one that can look at the golden plates.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Burning bush.
If she goes to jail, she'll probably have a burning bush. Sorry, totally out of left field on that one.
That's okay. It felt good for me, too.
Show your thoughts.
I'm completely with Medusa on this. I think when this case goes to court, she should bring God with her to corroborate her story.
There you go.
He can place his hand on the Bible and swear to himself that he's telling the truth. And then admit it was him all along. And for this, I think they should allow cameras in the courtroom.
There you go.
Indeed.
Especially that courtroom.
Especially for the execution, because, you know, we're going to bring up on all the charges for the last, I don't know, at least 10,000 years.
You know, unless they do, if you've ever seen the movie Oh God, or Oh God,
oh, yes.
Part 2, I forget which one it was, where George Burns shows up and he said, oh, no one's going to be able to record me, no, there'll be no written testimony, everything that was typed or recorded or whatever, you got erased or whatever, it's like, yeah, we'll just say, oh, that happened, right. This is why God didn't testify. There's no recording. Whatever.
At least in Bruce Almighty, he had sticky notes.
Yes, and then he put it in a computer filing system. You gotta watch the outtakes for that one. I mean, I did like Bruce Almighty. It was very funny. You know what the funniest part about Bruce Almighty? The guy who plays God, he's an atheist. That is hilarious. That's the best part of that movie.
Oh, gosh. I did not say God. I said gosh.
Yes, I know.
Willikers. Jeepers.
On to our next story here. Now, I've never had very much use for Mormons. In fact, I think they're just as crazy with their magic underwear as they are as the rest of the a lot of the crazy Christians out there. However, out in Utah, there was 300 Mormons. They actually joined a gay pride parade. They actually got down and came off their high horse, and they say, "You know what? We're going to support you." And I think this is the first time I've ever heard a whole group of Christians, it was supposedly Christians, they're a cult really, but well, they're all cults anyway. But that's beside the point.
Here's my shovel.
Bury those cults. But they actually came down and they're actually supporting the LGBT movement. And I actually, this is the first time I've ever seen anything like this. I mean, we've been covering...
Unconditionally, too.
Yes, unconditionally. We've covered a lot of stories where the religious people, they're fighting the gay people because they don't believe people, they think it's a choice, which it's not. If you were born straight... If you claim that homosexual is a choice, tell me, when did you choose to be straight? Really? Come on, you tell me that. So if you then you'll say, oh, I was born this way. Well, they were born that way too. So let's not even go there. But this is really cool that they actually came out and they came carrying signs saying, we're all humans, love thy neighbor as thyself. And we'll walk with you, and we'll show you our love for you. It's like, I think is really part of the thing here is that they want to draw in they know the religion's going to die, so they're going to try to draw in as many of these gay people to try to pull them into the church as well, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but that's a whole other story. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's nice to see something like this. Of all the local people that I talk to on Twitter quite frequently, only a tiny handful are atheists.
Mm-hmm.
Most are Christian or Catholic or Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And not a single one of them has ever said anything against same-sex marriage.
Mm.
Not a single one of them.
It's just the people you follow, right?
But it's, I know so many religious people who don't have a problem with same-sex marriage. And it is so nice to see a group of them come out at an event like a gay pride parade,
mm-hmm.
and say, look, we don't hate you. We think it's okay.
Yeah,
and not all people who call themselves Mormon, or call themselves evangelical Christians, or call themselves Jews, not all of those people think homosexuality is a vile, unforgivable sin.
Right,
and it's nice to see more of those people stand up and be counted.
Yes. I agree. I mean, unfortunately, I come across people like this, or not. Like these Mormons that are here, but I mean the reverse of what you say. I've come across people like this in my day-to-day life that they don't like gay. They say, oh, I have no problem with gay people, but they shouldn't marry, and they shouldn't be having sex because they think it's against their religion or what. Like,
well, then you do have a problem with gay people.
Yeah, then you do have a problem with gay people, exactly. I try to point out, like, oh, no, I don't. It's like, oh my gosh, you do, but you're just like, you're so blinded to it. You can't say, hey, I hate chicken while you're eating a piece of chicken. It doesn't work that way.
No. If you could just explain it to them that way.
Yes, exactly. It's just the irony. I think that it's just their cognitive dissonance just gets the best of them, and they just don't understand. Medusa, your thoughts.
That's okay. You can pass over me.
The
Mormons are, since they're kind of viewed as a cult and kind of viewed kind of negatively right now, I thought it was really brave of them, of all faiths, to come out and say, we unconditionally support and love our LGBT brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite an emotional parade, because the Build a Bridge Foundation, the Mormons, were in front of all the drag queens and people dressed up in colorful outfits and what have you. And they had their children on their shoulders, and they were actually asking for forgiveness.
Yeah. You know,
that's pretty incredible.
Yes.
Pretty incredible. For a straight Mormon with this kid on his shoulders to be looking into the gay crowd and saying, please forgive me. Mm-hmm. For what I had thought. I thought that was a pretty remarkable thing to have been achieved.
Yeah. You know, it kind of makes me wonder also, is that since this Mormon group came out, and Mitt Romney is really anti-gay, and I wonder what this is going to affect, how it's going to affect him. Because he's so far right. I mean, I don't think he's going to see the light of day on the other side of the planet anytime soon, because he's just so far right. I wonder if that's going to affect how. Oh well, your Mormon church likes gays. Why don't you? I don't know. Maybe I'll put Seamus on the roof and just drive around, and I'll figure it out. Whatever. Yeah.
I gotta go change into a fresh pair of Mormon underwear.
Yeah, because I just shat them.
Oh God! You took my line. You pooped it. Him pooped his magic underwear.
Yes. I seen where you were going with that. I just kind of grabbed it.
Good for you. Good for you, Packard.
Show your thoughts.
Yay, Mormons. Good for them.
Yes.
This is a good group of believers. The Westboro Baptist Church perhaps should take notice of this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Southern pastor who recently suggested that gays and lesbians be rounded up into concentration camps.
Oh, yeah, those people. Oh.
Left take there notice of this. Until they die.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to fly food over and drop in on them because you can't go and hand them food. You might catch the gayness from them or something. It's just ridiculous. And hate the belief, not the believer. And these are a bunch of believers who are doing a good thing.
Yeah. And there was another pastor, speaking of which, he was also, he doesn't even want to drop food. He just wants to put them in a fence and just leave them there. So they can't reproduce. It's like, where do you think gay people come from? Really? Straight people!
He wanted to keep the gay men and the lesbians separated from each other just in case.
No, you're kidding me, right?
that wouldn't make any sense. Like, oh,
that totally makes sense to me in America right now.
You know, even if they let them commingle, the only thing that would probably happen, the most extreme thing would happen, they'd do each other's nails. They can come do my toes.
I can't get to my toes.
I can see mine. I can't reach them anymore, but I can see them.
We don't want them having any more gay kids. Oh, wait. Gay kids came from straight parents.
That's right.
Oops, how do we figure that one out, boys?
Yeah, they don't see that connection. Oh, they recruit. Where do you think the rest of them come from? They just pop into existence? Like the magic rib man? Jeez. Whatever.
Problem is, all these straight couples having these gay kids. That's the problem.
Yes.
Yeah, they're the people that need to be put in concentration camps.
Yeah. And I had this argument, this is months ago, but I had this argument. It's like, well, if they because they said, this was the argument, because gay people can't reproduce, they shouldn't be allowed to have sex. It's like, well, if a straight couple can't get married and they find out that they can't have children, should they be forced to divorce too? Because they can't have kids. Should their marriage be valid just as well? Really? Does that even make any sense? Because if they think because gay people can't have kids, they shouldn't be allowed to marry. Well, if straight people can't have kids, should they not be allowed to get married too? Really? I mean, that's the one thing that they can't answer. Well, the Bible says, I don't give a what the Bible says. Oh, and I just swore, damn.
Oh!
Now I have to edit.
Don't edit out you going, well, the Bible says.
No, just that part. Just the swear word.
What you need to do is, you need to do the thing where you can go in and select that particular word, flip it around, reverse it, and mask it so you don't actually have to bleep it out.
Oh, well.
So, that way we'll know what you said. You won't actually have the word there.
Oh, I see. I'll just say it backwards.
Yeah.
It's just much easier just to go bleep. and be done with it. But seriously, that's the whole argument that they use. Like, okay, well, fine, then that's my argument. Let's see you come back on that. But anyway, let's get on to our next topic. And our funny tweet comes... See, I'm talking again. I forgot completely forgot to look this up. Our funny tweet tonight comes from Michael J. Burgess. That's M-I-C-H-A-E-L... J-B-U-R-G-E-S-S. And he says, sex education may be a good idea in the schools, but I don't believe the kids should be given homework.
They do the homework on their own.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not around.
Definitely, definitely. There's some kind of homework. Mom, I'm going to do homework. What you doing, sex education? Oh, so that's why Billy's with you? Yes.
I don't know what you see in that boy. Well, he's my lab partner.
Yes.
And he can't get pregnant. So Wilhelmina's out.
Yes. Dan, your thoughts?
I don't know. My lab partner in sex education, Steve, he and I got along fine.
There you go. Excellent.
Hey, the Bible says Adam and Eve, not Dan and Steve.
But it rhymes.
That was revision two.
Yes. Dang, he found that revision as well.
There you go. Medusa, your thoughts?
Oh, those are my thoughts.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, you have them.
There you go. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
I'm good.
I'm very good.
You're so sweet.
When I'm good, I'm very good. But when I'm bad, I'm better.
Absolutely. I have heard that. All right. Well, let's get into our next topic. And our shout-out this evening comes from Joe. And Joe, why don't you tell us who your shout-out is for this evening?
My shout-out is for InvisiWriter.
Mm-hmm.
Her profile says, I focus on theory, talk theoretically, am concerned with morality, and love philosophy, which means talking to me is like banging your head in a wall.
I've done this. It's not fun.
InvisiWriter is a resident in New York City, very near me. And I met her on Twitter, and mm-hmm. It turns out that we are both former New York City ravers. And back in the day, we both went to a lot of the same New York City area raves and nightclubs. So we've talked about like DJs, digital music, BTS, Plur, all that kind of stuff, reminiscing from our younger years. And she's really funny. I enjoy talking to her. She tweets a lot of stuff, including politics, autism awareness, atheism, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She has a blog called jenniferthewriter.wordpress.com. Mm. So you might want to check that out.
Sure.
And give Jen a follow.
Sure.
I follow her. She is a lot of fun.
Yes.
I
think I've said a few tweets from her as well. So if you're out there on Twitter, if you're not on Twitter, why aren't you? Give InvisiWriter a follow. It's InvisiWriter. Okay, let's get into our question of the week.
Excuse me.
I have a question,
sir.
What are you doing? I'm asking you a question.
Our question this week, and you know, I was listening to the show last week, and I just realized we didn't do any replies. I had a reply, and I just kind of flubbed on it, so I do apologize to... it was Wizard of Todd who gave us an answer from last week, and I completely lost it, but... So I will be sure to get them this week. A question from last week was, what was the first thing you do if aliens release you from after you got abducted? And he came back, let's see here. Wizard Todd came back and said, once the aliens release me, the first thing I would do is purchase some industrial strength preparation H. After all the anal probing, no matter how fun it might be at the time, you have to figure out the old hemorrhoids will be flaring 1,000 times degrees hotter than the surface of the sun.
Todd always has great answers.
Yes, he does. I love his answers. They are so funny. Our question for this week, and I came up with, what is the weirdest road sign you've ever seen? Dan, where's the weirdest road sign you've ever seen?
The weirdest road sign I've ever seen?
Yes.
Actually, I've seen some pretty interesting road signs. One of my favorites is at an intersection here in town.
Mm-hmm.
I can stand at the corner of Church and State.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but as far as interesting road signs, mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Okay,
I'll think of some that I've seen.
Okay, I had a few. I can only remember one now. So we'll go to Medusa. Medusa, your question. Or what is the weirdest road sign you've ever seen?
I've got two.
Okay.
One is Zizix Road, spelled XXYZX. Zizix Road. It's Zizix down in Southern Road. California somewhere. I have been on it, and I have a picture of it.
Really?
I took a picture of it. It was so bizarre. The other one I have is when my dad was trying to murder me. He would take me out to bombing ranges to go shooting. Well, I took a picture by this sign. Danger, live bombing area, keep out. You see, I actually have favorites. But that was when he was trying to murder me. He's over that now.
Oh, good.
Fortunately, he was not successful.
Yes.
Or I would not be here today.
Yeah.
Or I could be an ephemeral ghost.
That's what we need on the show, is a ghost. We have to get an interview with a ghost or something.
My dad actually blew my head off with an RPG.
Ah, there you go.
I'm just here as a specter.
Ah, there we go.
Get it, specter, spectator.
Yeah, we're all spectators here.
You should have just looked at him and turned him to stone.
He's got to do the show on Friday. Until I can replace him, I'm stuck.
Yeah, not me.
Your dad.
Your dad, not me. That reminds me of a dad. Actually, reminds me of a joke. This guy, he says, "I'm a great swimmer. My dad would take me out a quarter mile, and I'd have to swim back. He'd take me out a mile, swim back, two miles, swim back." He says, "You know, wasn't that kind of hard? It wasn't that really wasn't that bad. Just getting out of that burlap sack was the most difficult part."
Precisely.
Joe, your thoughts?
I have two also.
Okay.
In Harlem, in New York City, you can stand at the intersection of Martin Luther King Boulevard and Malcolm X Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a sign there, and that's pretty cool. I've taken pictures of that.
Cool.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm. And the other sign isn't a road sign. Where I live in the Hudson Valley, there's a place called Camp Smith. It's an old military reserve. Mm-hmm. It's across the river from West Point.
Yeah.
And it was closed for hiking for a lot of years, but recently they started opening up trails there. And when you go hiking on the trails, you can't leave the trail. You have to stay on the trail. And it's because of unexploded ordnance.
Oh, jeez!
They have signs up that say, "Warning, unexploded ordnance, stay on trail." And it has a picture of like a little guy and a little girl, and they're getting blown up.
Oh, jeez!
Like their bodies are flying through the air with a little cartoon explosion behind them. And it's
Oh, my! There, I have done a lot of traveling. I've seen a lot. I've taken a picture of road signs as well, and some of the weirdest road signs. There was one that was actually when my mother was still alive. There was the sign. It's not there anymore, but I have a picture of it. There was a picture of a cow, or like a cow crossing or something. It had a cow, and right below that had the word dip. So it was like cow dip.
Oh God!
I have to find that one. It's so funny. What's that?
Did you see the one that floats around the internet that says, "Caution, this sign has sharp edges"?
Oh, I have seen that one.
That's a classic. That's like so. Like, you know, some like angry town supervisor got so many complaints about some sign that he's like, "Fine, you know what?" And he went out and made that
sign. I have seen that one myself. It's been a while. But there's another one. It's okay, but it's kind of weird as well. It's like the bridge freezes before the road below. It's like, oh, that's pretty obvious. I mean, why do we need? You need to tell us that the bridge is going to freeze before the road below it. Really? I'm from Wisconsin. This is a common fact. So it's There was some other ones. I just wish I could remember
them all. The bridge freezes in July in Wisconsin.
There's one by the grocery store down the street here that I think they could eliminate the problem if they just change the sign.
Mm-hmm.
Because the sign says, road may flood. If they just change that, road may not flood. Boom. Problem taken care of.
Maybe it will. Maybe it won't.
You just want to run down there when it's flooded and take a picture of the sign that says road will not flood.
There you go. Yeah. It, you know what that sign should say? Road closed.
Road occasionally lake.
I said the chat room, you know, whenever I see a do not pass sign, I always hear it in Gandalf's voice for some reason.
You shall not pass.
There, in Wisconsin, we actually used to have these signs. They're rectangular, but they're like on their side. There, it would say they would say safe to pass, okay to pass, and then it said do not pass, and the sign. But most of these signs are gone away. You don't even see them. All you see is just the yellow lines now. So at least they've eliminated, you know, waste and putting up all these extra signs. But anyway, wow, we had some good stories tonight. I'm glad everybody was able to come to the show. Thanks, everybody, for coming. Slow children ahead. Yes, I always feel sorry for those kids, too, JPMC.
A lot of new people in the chat room, too.
Yes. Yes, I like seeing new people in the chat room.
Nude people?
Nude people in the chat room. Everybody in the chat room is naked.
I didn't know you guys were aware of that, but yes, everybody in the chat room is always naked. It's kind of a tradition.
Yes. So if you come to the chat room, you have to be naked. I'm not saying, if you're in the library, it might not be such a good idea. No, I'm
That's funny. I never knew that before. Well, I'm going to spend more time there now.
There you go.
When they get the what do they call those? The hot tub in there? That's when I'll get in there.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's what we need in the chat room is a hot tub. But anyway, we should... If you want to get a hold of us, you can reach Dan on Twitter. If you're not on Twitter, why aren't you? Dan, your Twitter name is?
I'm as relatively unrelated. That's RELUNRELATED.
Yes. And you can reach Medusa on Twitter as?
Medusa Rance, MEDUSA _RANTZ.
Right. And you can reach Joe on Twitter as?
Joe Unseen, JOEUNSEEN.
Yes. You can find me on Twitter as Packard_Sonic. That's PACKARD_SONIC. You can get the show announcements on Twitter as Packard at PackardPokeset, all one word. Tell us when the show's out and when the show's going to be broadcast. So you want to follow that one as well if you can. if you want to get the show notes, they're at PackardPokeset.wordpress.com and where all the porn is. No, I'm just kidding. Don't go there. It's so nasty, dirty, disgusting. it will burn up your computer. It's so hot. No, go to PackardPokeset.wordpress.com. There's a donation button there. If you like the show, if you can afford a few dollars, go down there and put a dollar amount in there and send me a couple bucks so I can at least try to keep the show running as long as I possibly can if you enjoy the show. I would appreciate any donations that you can. A penny. Send me a penny. Send me 10 pennies. You know, whatever you can afford. Like I said, I don't charge for the show like some places do. They say they have special content, and you have to pay money to get the special content. And there's no special content to pay for, so just,
We're all pretty special.
We're all pretty special. Just going to go there.
Lisp when you say that. We're all special.
We're all special. Oh, very my gosh. Special. Oh, my gosh. We're all special.
You did that so well.
Well, thank you. Alms for the poor, yes. Alms for the poor. Well, that's it for us tonight. I thank everybody for coming. There's some new people in the chat room. Thanks for coming to the show. Oh, if you want to come to the live show, speaking of which, go to justin.tv/PackardPokeset at 9 p.m. Chicago time. I'm not going to say standard time anymore because it just doesn't make any sense to me anymore. Just go to 9 o'clock at Chicago. Look for Chicago. See it's 9 o'clock there. That's where you got to be when you want to come to the show here at Packard Pokeset. So I want to thank everybody for coming. That's been it for us tonight. This has been Packard Pokeset. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.
That was a good snap.
Yay. Yeah, it's in my left hand. I can snap better in my left hand than I can in my right hand.
That was snappy.
Yeah, see, this is my right, and this is my left. Boom.
Yeah, that one's great. Use that left hand.
Yeah.